Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Hello, and welcome back to Grinding for Days. I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And it's our first show of 2017.
That's right.
Happy New Year, Kyle.
Happy New Year, Kieran. This year is looking good.
It's looking good. Fuck you, 2016.
That's right. No, 2016 wasn't bad.
I had a pretty good 2016. We lost a lot of celebrities, and Donald Trump got elected. I think that's
what... I blame my life's problems
on a year?
Yeah. Calendar years. Not yet.
What's the cutoff date for Happy New Year?
Maybe a week after?
Yeah, like, would you see somebody in, like, April and that you haven't seen in a while and be like, Happy New Year!
Try it. See what they say. That's like earlier, Kieran picked me up from the liquor store and I was waiting. This is our ritual every week. I buy some beer from the liquor store and I go around the corner, crack open some on the electrical box and drink a couple, and then he grabs me with his vehicle. And he came out of the liquor store and usually he's like, where are you? Because I come out from behind the, you know, electrical box.
He goes behind the dumpster like Oscar the Grouch.
Kind of like a bum. Anyway, and I was like, hey, mister, could you buy me and my friend some alcohol? And he turned around and then he saw it was me. It was pretty funny.
I did, though.
You bought me some alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Because you're too young. You're
too
only
young, man.
Like,
I'm 29,
what?
Man. When I'm 30... I buy my own booze.
The drinking age is 30 in Alberta. No, it's only 18. For anyone, somebody's probably listening going, really? Fucking 30? All right, so what's on the docket for today? We were going to review some of our favorite games from 2016. Talk about a few upcoming releases. Where's my damn text file?
Yeah.
So, Kyle, you got to try the Sony VR.
On New Year's, yes.
On New Year's Eve or day?
I went to a VR party. No, I didn't.
Actually. A VRD.
That's right. No, I went to a house party, and a very nice gentleman brought his PlayStation VR. I don't know how much those go for. It was really cool, though.
I came really close to buying one in December. Mm-hmm. And it's...
You said you'd probably buy the one for PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
Well, the VR...
There's two,
but I would
there's
have to...
an HT... Okay, because this guy might work...
There's the Vive.
The HTC one.
Yeah. Does he like it?
All the games look like gimmicks.
Yeah, they did. Well, all the games on PlayStation VR look like gimmicks, too.
Well, that's we had a demo disc. We had a demo disc, and, like, there was one called The Heist people were playing, and there was this British gangster with no teeth, with a shaved head talking to you, and I think it's kind of like a Snatch-type heist
or
something.
Is it Bullet Tooth Tony?
I didn't see a lot going on, but it looked cool. And who?
Bullet Tooth Tony from Snatch.
Okay, sorry, it's been a while since.
What's that guy's name? He's a rugby player turned actor.
Guy, Richie,
he played
super,
the Snatch is
there's
probably
so many,
my favorite
though.
One of his.
Like, what's that one where they drive the minis around?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
no,
Barrels. Is that the one? I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of Guy
that's
Ritchie's
like the
movies.
Two Irish brothers, Lock, Stock. Those two Irish.
That's the Boondock Saints.
Oh fuck.
With the guy from
yeah,
The Walking
right.
Dead.
Yeah, okay, never mind. I gotta watch more British crime films.
They're good.
Obviously.
So how was the Sony VR? What's your review?
Really cool, man. It's awesome. It's everything I thought it would be. Like, basically, I played Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, the demo.
That's like an on-rails kind of...
Yes, you're on a roller coaster going through a... clown-infested slaughterhouse.
And you have to kill clowns?
Yes.
Nice.
You do.
Killing clowns is good.
It is, yeah. You have two shotguns, and you can reload them, and you have a flashlight, and you put it all... And there's, like, carcasses hanging all over the place, and all kinds of buzz saws, and... it was fun, man. I was very drunk when I was playing it, but...
Did it make you nauseous?
Some people got... motion sickness who were playing before me. Like, everybody got a turn. Everybody got to try it. The guy who brought it was a really cool guy, so when I arrived, like, somebody already had it on, and it totally immerses you, man. Like, it really, like, I asked some people what they thought, and I was like, do you think one day there won't be just, you know, a monitor or a TV and a controller type games, and it'll all be VR and movies, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, because you can literally move your head 360 degrees and you're just like,
and you can look around,
you're in there, man, you're in there.
It's, well, the thing that made me want to get one,
like,
was
you would have thought VR was when it was first coming out. Like, I played one of the rudimentary VR machines. I think we talked about that.
I think we did, because I tried one back in like the early
in West
90s
End Mall, yeah, and it was like this, you were in this like weird blocky world, and there was this like enemy and you try and shoot him or something.
Well, they're never gonna top the Virtual Boy.
No.
Never.
No way. This was way better than that. Almost anything.
It was better than the Virtual Boy?
Yeah, it was all red, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a piece
Everything
of crap.
Was red.
Virtual
and
Boy was
made
horrible.
You cross-eyed or something?
It gave people headaches, and it gave people neck aches because it was on a stand, and they had to like hunch over and look into it. It was on like
they
a little tripod.
Discs just playing it.
There's chiropractors still collecting money off the Virtual Boy
collecting
today.
Royalty checks. Virtual Boy days.
Give me my money.
I bought you a shitty machine. Do people still sell those on eBay?
I think so. I think you can still get one.
Hmm.
It was only on the market.
Games.
It was only on the market for
there
like
was Mario games
less than
right?
a year. There was Mario Tennis. I think there was a Mario Golf. There was only like, I think, 17 games released for the whole.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, it didn't have much support.
Because I tried one over in Detroit in a store one time, and I was like, no way am I buying this. And I'm a big fanboy of Nintendo, or at least I was back then.
Yeah.
I had like an NES, and I had a Game Boy.
Mario shirt.
I never had a Mario shirt.
No?
Although I would wear one now.
Right now you have a Rush shirt on.
I have a Rush shirt on because I like Rush.
Who doesn't?
A lot of people don't. A lot of people hate Rush.
They're insane.
They're not really music people, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like Geddy Lee's voice.
I think that's the main thing that turns people away from
Rush. I like Geddy's voice.
I like his very nasal, high-pitched voice.
Yep.
You know? It does justice to the orchestral.
So back to Sony VR. I was tempted to buy one before Christmas. I don't have a PS4, so it would have cost probably about $1,000 to get the PS4 and the VR stuff.
Headset, yeah.
And I could get a headset for the PC for about $1,100. So I'm going to wait until they come down in price a bit. Mm-hmm. And there's actually some really good games. There's like, you know, because there's
right
always...
Right now there's... Yeah. Like Until Dawn, Rush of Blood is, you know, the game series Until Dawn.
I'm familiar
like
with Until Dawn.
Off of that or something.
Yeah.
I haven't played the other ones.
I watched a playthrough.
It was cool to demo the VR. Like, I watched some other games. Like, there was one where you're in a mech. There's that heist one. And Resident Evil 7. Some people were playing that too.
The one that I wanted to buy it for was the Star Wars one, where you're flying the X-Wing fighter.
Oh, okay.
And you're actually in the cockpit, and you can actually look down and hit the buttons.
And what is that for?
It's for PS4.
Oh.
It's part of Battlefront. And if you own...
Yeah, you posted something about that. I didn't
know that was a VR posted thing. I think the Angry Joe video. Angry Joe did a video on YouTube, and I posted it on our...
And he's playing it on it.
Yeah.
Okay. What did he think of it?
He thought it was really cool, but he said it's cool to play through once. Like, it's just like one mission. It's like Rogue One.
They're
right?
kind of all like that right now. There isn't...
So...
All I was thinking about while I was playing Until Dawn was how amazing Bioshock Remastered would be for VR.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
That
like,
would be
after playing
awesome.
This Until Dawn game, like, I was like, what if you could look around and you were, like, in rapture with how rich it is, you know, and, like, how developed... And detail.
And then you would be brainwashed and it'd be going, would you kindly? And you'd pick up a golf club and start smacking somebody with it.
Oh, that part's so
cool. Kyle, would you kindly bring me a beer?
Would you kindly?
And all of a sudden, poor Craig is...
Are you a man or a slave?
I've played all the Bioshocks.
I played Bioshock 1 like 4 times.
Played the first... I didn't play so any good. Of the DLC, but I played Bioshock 3 all the way through.
Was there DLC for 1? I don't think so.
I don't think there was.
The multiplayer was kind of shit on 2.
Yeah, it was.
2, I'd like to replay just to see if it's... Because I didn't love it when I played it the first time. And it also, we talked about that before. Is it Kevin Levine? Or Adam Levine? Kevin.
Who, the guy?
Yeah, the guy behind
Would You Kindly
Adam
guy?
No, I think it's Adam. Fucking Andrew. That's Andrew Ryan.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the guy who made the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Let's go on that.
You wanna Google that real quick?
Google it.
Guggenheim.
Please Google it, man.
BioShock. Hear me typing on my new keyboard. I got myself a new keyboard at a Boxing Day sale.
Gaming keyboard.
Lights up. I got a Logitech G910. Yeah, it's a beautiful. I'll give a quick review of that. Yeah. The keys are very heavy. It's good for typing and playing.
Hmm. It's good to have heavy keys.
Yeah. Huh. It's got a setup where when you play certain games that are supported, it'll light up the keys differently based on their function.
Mm-hmm.
Like Overwatch, Battlefield, stuff like that. It'll light up.
Yep.
The keys in different colors. A bit like movement, weapon select, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm pretty glad. It was a total impulse.
And when you remap it, it's all on there, too.
Yeah, and you can make custom profiles for games that don't support it, too. Because I find a lot of the smaller games, like the more indie games, don't have support.
Probably not.
Yeah, no, so.
I don't think so.
But a lot of older games, I was kind of scrolling through the list of all the
San
games.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Oregon Trail. Those are all supported, right?
So Mule.
You're good, right?
There's some older games that are supported, like Knights of the Old Republic, I think, is supported and stuff like that.
I never played that. I know it's like the precursor to Mass Effect.
Yeah, that's basically Mass Effect is Knights of the Old Republic without the Star Wars license.
Did they lose their Star Wars license or they didn't want to renew it?
Well, no, because they do that. They got that Knights of the Old Republic.
I guess they did. Maybe they just wanted to make
their own. Oh, no, EA makes that game. But EA made Mass Effect too, right?
Because BioWare worked on the new one.
Yeah, but EA published them, right?
Yeah, that's their. They are the publisher of BioWare.
No, they're the development because those games are all on the EA Origin.
BioWare.
But yeah, there's the Old Republic MMO that's still going. I played it a little bit.
Listen, I'm going to do a hostile takeover on your company if you don't shut the fuck up.
I don't have a company.
I know.
Grinding for Days Incorporated.
When you get one, I'm going to do a corporate takeover.
All right.
Okay.
You'll be my VP in charge of marketing.
Oh, I know all about marketing. You've seen what we've done on our Facebook page.
Yes. And our Twitter account.
People looking at each fucking post.
We're up to 16 followers on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit, baby.
At Grinding
Starting
for Days.
From the bottom. Well, if we sponsored ads on Facebook, you'd be surprised. You can do like targeted, you know, you can target different demographics.
Maybe
and
we
stuff.
Should. We'll think about that. It's not that expensive.
It's not. It's because, dude, to be honest, they totally nerfed. Like, I'm in a band, you know that. Mm-hmm. I've experimented with sponsoring ads. Like, I run the band page still, even though we're done as a band.
And really?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that right now.
Okay.
Bands break up.
We'll talk about it later. First the Beatles and now Epidemic.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I can handle
it. No, but people, like, about a year or two, Facebook made it so they... Make it so. I'm repeating myself.
They make it so you can make it so.
No, they hide part of your. They hide your posts from like your people that follow your page, basically.
Unless you pay?
Yes.
Bunch of fucking extortionists.
Like by like 90%.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. They completely. Like they made it so you have to pay.
Well, my other
projects. So if you're wondering why we, you know, get. So few views and all that. That's part of it.
Well, we'll just keep
just
at
for
it.
Your information.
We'll build it up.
We'll just build this
franchise.
And any of you listeners that want to build up pages of your own or band pages
or start podcasts or support your band or your independent movie or your book or whatever.
Yeah, you can really
because I have another page for my page for my K-Dog.
What do you? That's your radio show.
Yeah, it's on ISX Radio. ISXRadio.com. That a little plug. At ISXKDog is my Twitter.
Is that IndieScent?
IndieScent Exposure.
Yeah, that's your show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the station.
Oh.
My show is Factory Fast Fridays with the K-Dog. We did a new one last night called the Wednesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
And I'm at about 2,100 followers on Twitter for the K-Dog.
Killing it.
Yeah. And I think about 600 likes on Facebook. So...
That's cool.
Yeah. It's just about keeping doing it. I tweet a lot more than I do on the Grinding for Days account. But, hey, send us an email if you hear this, grindingfordayspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And follow us on Twitter at Grinding for Days. And that's enough plugging our social media. Let's get into the meat of this podcast. The meat and potatoes. Let's do a quick time check here. Okay. Yeah. We were going to talk. Well, originally it was going to be the top 10 list of 2016. Kyle and I were each going to do a list of our top 10. But it was really hard to find 10 games from 2016.
Neither of us have played 10 games. It's 10 new games.
Well, I barely got 10 because most of the games I buy are a little bit older.
How many did you get?
I got 10.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And but they're older.
No, so no. They were all from 2016.
Okay. But they just came out.
But like most of the games I buy are a little older because they're on sale or whatnot.
Yeah.
The games I really want, I buy.
I only can think of six.
So Kyle only got six. So I guess I'll start at 10.
Yeah.
And then once we hit six, we can alternate.
We'll talk about it.
All right. And I'll make these quick. So for number 10, I had The Division. Mm-hmm. Tom Clancy's The Division, which I think...
You don't have to make them quick.
All right, I'm going to go on for 4 hours for each entry.
4 hours.
So The Division is a game where... I think it got kind of a bad rap, actually. It got pretty lukewarm reviews when it came out. A lot of people were bitching about it.
Usually above 70, though. You know what I mean?
A lot of people were complaining that it didn't feature enough. It was repetitive. It was too grindy. You had to grind for days to get anywhere. Yeah. I thought the game was fun. I thought it was kind of like...
Did you do the PvP stuff?
A little bit.
In the zone?
A little bit. Yeah.
Was it actually fun?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Is that the best part of the game? Or is the PvE...
It was both good. Decent?
Okay.
Kind of reminded me of like Borderlands, but more serious.
Yeah.
You get in like a
Borderlands
group before.
Didn't have multiplayer, right?
Yeah, it had co-op.
Okay, like local co-op?
No, or like online. Co-op?
Oh, okay.
Online, and you get in a group of like, oh, Borderlands is so good.
No, I played Borderlands a bit of the single player. I didn't play much of it. Did you ever play Bulletstorm?
No.
Sorry, that's off topic, but it was made by the Gears of War. Epic? Is that what they're called?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think it's Epic, but Bulletstorm was just like a totally over-the-top shooter, and I guess I hear they're making a sequel.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
go on. I remember Bulletstorm. I never played it. So The Division, not much to say. It's just go around, shoot, kill people. Get better guns, kill more people, level up.
And it's in a post-apocalyptic...
It's in New York City after there's been, like, a big outbreak of this disease. Like, this virus has killed, like, millions of people.
And you can't get infected, though. That's not part of it?
No, there's... You can go into infected zones, and then you have to, like, put on a gas mask and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Otherwise, you'll die.
But there's no mechanic where you're having to cure your...
No, it'll just, I think, take away your health until you get out.
Okay.
I don't remember. Maybe it shouldn't have been on the list. Like I said, I was scrounging. On to number nine. Number nine, I put Civilization 6. Now, for my list, just a little side note. It's not necessarily how good the game is, but how much fun and how much time I put into playing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's all that matters.
Civilization 6 is an excellent game, but I didn't play it a heck of a lot.
No?
Those kind of games...
When did that come out? A lot of people are still playing 5.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Like, a lot of people are still playing 5. 5
is well-liked.
I have 5 as well.
My friend was addicted to that for a long time.
And Civilization 6, it's got nicer graphics. But it's Civilization.
That's not a very graphical game, though, to start with, is it? Like, it doesn't... Aren't you kind of zoomed out and... Like, I've never played it, so...
Oh, you've never played any of them?
No.
Because that's a franchise that's been around for, like, 25 years now, since the early 90s. Because I had the first
one.
I've
only ever heard it's awesome, though. It's a strategy.
It's really good, yeah. It's a 4X strategy, and they've become...
Micromanage.
Yeah.
Your
nation, and you have...
It's pretty cool.
You build armies and make alliances and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, Civilization 6.
You build, like, sewage systems?
Yeah, you improve your cities.
And
basically people start off as, like, very primitive, and by the end of it, like, you've got cars and airplanes and nukes and, like, you...
Does it go past that, even?
Yeah, and then you can go, like, can get, like, do space missions and stuff. I think that's kind of, like, the end. I've never completed a Civilization game because I'm shit at
you
them.
You can go to space with Lance Bass.
Oh, yeah, he didn't get to go to space.
I don't think anybody did.
Lance Bass?
We were talking about that the other day with somebody. And I don't think anybody, like any of the people that paid for that space trip, I don't think any of them have gone yet.
Was that with Richard Branson?
I think so, yeah. Virgin.
Why are we talking about Lance Bass?
Why aren't we?
True.
Yep.
I like Joey Fatone better. I'm more of a Joey Fatone
guy. Yeah, dude. Joey, he was the dark horse, right?
He's friends with the Impractical Jokers, and he shows up on that show sometimes, yeah.
Oh, man. He knows them from the Catskills.
From New York. All right, so number 9 was Civilization 6. Number 8 was Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yes.
For me. Very good open world kind of game.
I haven't played yet. I think it just came out for consoles, though.
No, it came out for consoles originally. It came out for PC. The PS4 was later. It came out for Xbox 360. Yes, okay. Or, I'm sorry. It came out for the 360 as well.
Yes.
Came out for both and Windows. I read
a review the other day. They don't really post reviews unless the game just
came out. But I think the Tomb Raider reboot from a few years ago was amazing.
I don't hear anything about Rise of the Tomb Raider, though.
It's nothing. Great. It's one of those
games that flies under the radar with...
I guess, but it did pretty well.
Mainstream.
It did pretty well. Huh. It made a lot of sales in that.
Yeah, well, you said it's like an open world.
Yeah, it's like Uncharted, but less linear.
Yeah.
So that is kind of like Uncharted mixed with Grand Theft Auto, because you got the big map and you can go anywhere and do the missions. There is a succession of story missions, but there's all kinds of side treasure hunts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right on.
All right, we're getting closer to yours, because Kyle's going to chime in at 6. Number 7 for me was Doom, one of the best reboots of the year.
Yep.
Kind of crappy multiplayer, but great campaign. And
Doom's going to come out in VR. Just a side note.
Oh, nice.
That's what I hear.
Nice. That would play.
Would really suit that, I think.
Yeah.
From what I played.
Yeah. Doom had a lot of personality. The campaign was great, and some of the player maps are pretty fun. Like, you can go play like custom levels that people have designed. You can design your own and upload them. Up to 4 players. The multiplayer was pretty generic. Like, there's better multiplayer games out there. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit. I still do every once in a while jump on a little Doom. But there's other multiplayer games that are also going to be higher up on this list.
Yes.
So now I'm at number 6, and then you can kick in with number 6 after that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so number 6, speaking of great multiplayer games, Titanfall 2.
Yes.
I kind of straight away
bought that over the holidays. He loves it.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Man, I can only stomach one first-person shooter at a time.
I can stomach a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked Titanfall 1. I put in a lot of hours on that game. A lot of people bitched because there was no single-player campaign, which they gave us a hell of a single-player campaign in Titanfall 2.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played all the way through it.
It's just fun, or it's...
It's a great story.
Oh, it is a great story.
Yeah. It's kind of short.
On that, I think, then, because I think...
Well, it's a little shallow.
Shitty.
It's a little shallow, but it's really fun to play through. And the Titan has its own personality, and the pilot, and the...
So why do the Titans have their own personality, though?
Because they're like AI,
they're
right?
AI,
they're like robots, and they can... Yeah. Control themselves when nobody's in them, and then when a person gets inside of one. On a side note, I saw on Facebook today a guy built a mech, a real mech, and he's like,
really?
Yeah, it was some guy in Japan, I think.
Oh yeah,
and it looked like those mechs out of Avatar.
Oh okay,
but yeah, Titanfall 2. I need to play it a bit more, because I went through a really bad period where I was getting destroyed on multiplayer, so I kind of stopped playing.
In Titanfall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not an accessible multiplayer, like, instantly, you know, there's a lot to learn about it.
Well, not really, but it's hard not to get destroyed.
Yeah. Well, you said you have to, like, parkour up the fucking side of mechs and jump in them and...
Yeah, well, you can parkour and, like, run along the walls, and, like, you got a little jetpack, you can, like, jump up and get on the roof, and...
Yeah.
But I was playing other games where I didn't get destroyed quite so much.
Balance, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's no single, you know...
No, like, there's, like, a lot of different guns, and they all have their...
I think people were complaining about some gun in the first one that... Has a homing
bullet. Oh, the smart pistol, yeah. And now the smart pistol is a power-up that you can only get, like, when you...
Oh.
Kind of like an ultimate, or, you know?
Is there anything in... Is there anything in Titanfall 2 where, when you die, you drop a grenade? I feel like they've cut that out of first-person shooters.
I think the first game...
like Call of Duty 4 Remastered.
I think the first game had that.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
That was my favorite thing when I was in...
Yeah, Call of Duty had that too, yeah.
Because I could get kills still.
Yeah.
Because I was terrible.
Oh, it's so hard to get kills in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Well, and all those little milk sucks. When you first
start, it is.
Yeah.
Then it gets stupidly easy.
Yeah, then you get the better guns and stuff.
But all I played was Team Deathmatch. But, like, I... Yeah, near the end, like, I was just...
All I played was really the well. Capture the points one.
I'm way worse. Like, I feel like Battlefield's way more challenging.
I've always been a Battlefield guy over a Call of Duty. I would rather buy Battlefield than Call of Duty.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, what's your number six? Now you can kick in.
It's Hitman, and Hitman came out in 2016, as we know. And
then it was episodic, wasn't it? I haven't played the new Hitman.
Yes, it's been episodic.
I watched some playthroughs on YouTube. I'm not sure if
all of them have come out yet. I think they might have.
Didn't they just release a new one before Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't played all of them, to be honest, but they're really, really fun. They're pretty much puzzle games, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and one thing I like about the Hitman is you got, like, different ways to achieve your goals.
Yeah, there's so many different
ways. Like, if you want to wipe out a target, you're not just going to shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one I saw, the guy was going to take off in a plane. You had to rig the ejector seat.
Yeah, I've done that one. Yeah,
you would eject inside the hangar.
Yeah. There's one in...
I thought that was hilarious, though.
In the Sapienza in the Italy level, where you have to figure out a way... So you have to trigger the alarm somehow. I never got this one. And this scientist lady and this other target, they escape in their plane, like their float plane, from this cave.
Okay.
And you have to shoot them with an antique cannon from this, like, Italian castle.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And I never really figured out how to
get both of them in the plane. I should probably get that game when it goes on sale. There was just a big Steam sale, and it was probably on sale.
I told you before about the opportunity system. You put one in, and then it'll show you the basics on what you have to gather to start an assassination. And then so you do that, and then there's multiple branching things you can do from there. You know what I mean? Like, you'll pick an opportunity. It'll show you how to get this target to here at this time. And then you have to figure out how to get this other, you know, part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
How to do it. So it's
got a lot of
holds your hand a bit because Blood Money, I played that. It didn't tell you how to do anything, and I found it really difficult when I played.
Well, a big complaint about
anything.
A big complaint about new games in general is a lot of people say they
show you where the fuck to go always. Most do, right?
And some are old school and brutal.
Dark Souls doesn't really.
Oh,
it doesn't show you
started
where.
On that. That game is not on my list. Memory.
Oh, did that come out in 2016? No.
Dark Souls 3?
I don't think so. Because that should have been on my fucking list.
If it did, yeah. Let's do a quick...
That was one of my favorite games, for sure, the last few years. 3 is the best one since Dark Souls.
It did come out in 2016. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
March 24th. Well,
add that to my list, Johnny.
All right.
But, no, Hitman is really cool, and it's got so much going on, so many people on screen, you know what I mean? Without any lag and stuff, like, and,
like, from what I've seen of the YouTube
locations all over the world, like, there's one in Bangkok, I haven't played that one yet. I need to start playing those again.
I wouldn't mind getting that in the future, maybe when it's a bit cheaper.
I want to play, like, I'll play all of them, because it's a story, too. The episodic
structure. It's got...
Yeah, there's a cutscene that... Like, that's kind of it, though. The what you're doing in the mission isn't so much... It is tied into the story, but the after-mission and before-mission cutscene is what, you know, tells the story.
Yeah.
So... But I want to know, like, what the story... is
like how it's gonna end.
Yeah,
it's kind of like those Telltale games that they release a little bit at a time. I haven't played the new Walking Dead one, but I played the first two on PS3.
Yes,
I wouldn't mind getting the new one. I usually wait until they're all released and then they release them all on a disc. And if I can get it for PS3, I will, because all my save files, like the decisions you make, carry over into the next game. So Well, let's go. I got number five.
You're going to take number five.
My number five is a bit of a cheap. Yeah. It's a bit of a cheat, but it's Rocksmith 2014 Remastered, which is obviously a game from 2013. But the remastered version came out in 2016, and I just bought it on a Steam sale.
So for like Rocksmith, you need the peripheral. Do you
know? But I have the cable. Because I bought it for the Xbox 360. You just put
that in your Strat over there?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so basically it's Guitar Hero, but you play a real guitar.
And, without having to buy a plastic instrument.
No.
That's much better.
And it's great. You get to learn, like, a lot of songs. I bought a ton of songs, too, for the Xbox 360 version. So what's different
about the remastered?
It's a little...
What did it add?
Not much, really.
I just watched the Guitar Hero episode of...
South Park? Oh, that's a great episode. God.
Congratulations. You are a fag.
Randy Marsh is trying to play the real guitar for them.
Yeah, because it hints that he's in some famous band, right?
Well, he's Lord.
Show. Yeah, yeah.
Lord.
No, but beside that.
Oh, that was before the whole Lord storyline. Yeah.
I am Lord, yeah.
That was funny as hell, though, when he was Lord. Yes, but yeah, Rocksmith, not much to say about it. If you like guitar and you like video games, definitely it's worth...
But, like, I've never seen what it's like. So the chords go down one side and there's a crowd on the other side, like you're playing live.
It's basically like Guitar Hero or Rock Band.
Yeah.
The colors, like each string has a color. And there's a bass add-on, too, where you can play bass, too. But that's DLC. Okay. And then it shows you what fret, like it'll have the fretboard, and it'll show you what fret to play, and what...
Is it the chord?
Well, it's chords or single notes. It starts out, like when you're playing a new song, it starts out really basic, and you're only playing like so many notes, and then if you get all those, it adds more notes, it adds more, because some of the songs, I just bought like the Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You could teach somebody how to play guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's got like little video games where it's like Galaga, but you have to play chords to shoot the alien, or like play an A minor and you shoot the, like, it's got like little arcade games,
like mini games,
to practice your chords and stuff. So it's a good tool for any guitar player, and there's a bass add-on, like I said.
Cool.
So yeah, if you like music and you like games, it's definitely it's way more productive.
You like games?
Yes,
you might like Rocksmith.
Yeah, okay, I might be getting a bit redundant. Okay, what's your number five there?
That's not what I said. Fuck you. But yeah, I just downloaded this game. This is my number five. It's called Odin Sphere Life Thrasir. That's my best attempt at pouring beer on my socks. But, yeah.
All right, we're back. We had a little bit of an emergency there when Kyle spilled his amber ale all over his pussy juice crusted socks.
That's right.
But we're back.
That's right. Can you bring up the list?
So yeah, we're back on the list. Oh, look, I'm copying everything from your phone onto my...
Remember. Are you?
No, I don't want to do that. Kyle's charging
his
phone.
Can you cancel that?
Yeah, I canceled it.
Okay.
I don't want to see all your dick pics.
Yeah, no, there's none of those.
That you send to your Russian mafia girlfriends. Irina. Tony.
Tony.
I love you, have Tony. No boyfriend, Tony, as man from Animal House. But we were getting off topic. What were we talking
about? Damn you. I think you were going to talk about Total War.
Oh, you were talking about your number five.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't elaborate on
Odin Sphere Life Thrasir.
Just saying that made me throw my beer all over myself.
Yeah. He got so excited, he spilled beer all over himself. We had to pause.
Sounds like German or like Norse or something like that.
Well, Odin.
Yeah.
Norse.
Well, the game combines Norse mythology with a bunch of other mythologies into a wonderful little Japanese RPG. You know how they like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a hodgepodge of shit, usually. But it's all... What attracted me to the game was the art style. And I remember reading reviews for it when it came out for PS2, for Odin Sphere.
Oh, it was on PS2 originally?
It's a remake of the PS2 game. I didn't know that either. And the reviews were all like 9s and 10s, dude, back then. And I was like, what is this? It's a 2D game. It's not cel-shaded. It's 2D. And it's an RPG. Like, you do not see that these days. You know what I mean? Unless it's... And it's a platformer in some parts, too.
Nice.
And you... I wanted to know what all the hype was about. So I downloaded it, and you start, and you're this Valkyrie chick.
Valkyrie.
Yeah, Valkyrie.
Valkyrie. Flight of the Valkyries. The
third time I said it properly. But she, Odin is called the Demon Lord, and he's up in his world there. And
is Odin a bad guy in this game?
No, his name's the Demon Lord, but he's not really a demon. There's like a Queen of the Dead, who's kind of like Hades, I guess. And then there's like a fire dude, and but anyway, you proceed through the game, and this little girl is reading a book. That's like how you segue into the different, because there's five different characters.
Okay.
And you, all their stories
intertwine. All I saw was the trailer.
Yeah. All their stories intertwine. There's like a knight, a death knight who's like corrupted by, his life is like marked for death no matter what he does. And then there's the Valkyrie chick. There's a fairy woman. There's this witch, like a sorceress. And then there's this prince who got turned into this animal called a puka, and they have like three toes and they kind of look like rabbits.
Okay.
And they're all their stories,
or like on
like
Final Fantasy. what was that old movie with Jimmy Stewart? Harvey was a puka,
was he?
Yeah. And yeah, he looked like a giant rabbit. Did you ever see that movie?
It's a good movie. A puka?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Fuck, maybe that's like because they like to reference stuff in Japanese RPGs.
Yeah, that was that old movie. It's a good movie if you've never seen it. It's like old black and white movie from the 50s, but he's got like an invisible rabbit friend named Harvey, and everyone thinks he's crazy.
Huh.
And it's Jimmy Stewart.
Is that a precursor to like Donnie Darko?
Not really, no. It's more lighthearted than Donnie Darko.
Yeah, I actually haven't even seen Donnie
Darko. Really? It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard the sequel was really bad, but...
Yeah.
Donnie Darko is a good movie. Yeah, he's like the main
character.
He's
Donnie Darko. Way 2 Rise to Power.
But is that such... Is there a real movie?
It's a real thing, yeah.
There's a Carlito's Way 2?
Later, yeah. It doesn't have...
It doesn't have Pacino in it, obviously. Yeah.
Apparently, it's one of the worst movies ever.
Wow. Bad sequels. Yeah, we should do a whole...
No, but you know how you watch those... What is the guy who watches the shitty movies channel you watch on?
There's a lot of
those. Yeah, there's a lot. But
Nostalgia Critic and...
Yeah, we'll look for a Cinema Nostalgia Critic watch of the Carlito's Way Rise to Power.
I think he did that. So
funny.
Because I would have seen it.
Yeah.
But he's doing sequel month. It's January. We'll look for
somebody who watched it.
Though. So he's doing bad sequels for January, the old Nostalgia Critic.
Just so the listeners know, my socks are the color brown from beer. So I have beer socks.
Beer and blood and pussy juice.
I go hard for my cause.
All right, so Odin Sphere. Yeah. My number
three. No, I'm not done talking about
Odin Sphere. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I thought... Pots.
Sorry.
Listen, you pots. No, but I'll just elaborate on it a bit more. It kind of plays like a 2D brawler, like Final Fight or something like that, but kind of like Marvel versus Capcom.
That's which is a very popular game to this day.
But it's an RPG that plays like Marvel versus Capcom. And it's all hand-drawn, hand-painted by this guy named Ken Katami or something like that.
Okay.
And he made this game called Demon Stone, I think, or something like that for PS3 also. He's made a few games over the years. But he has a distinct art style, you know? So, yeah. But anyway, the stories intertwine. You find power-ups, obviously. You level up. There's a branching story tree, which apparently wasn't in the original. They changed the combat system, too, from the PS2 original. And you find these little vegetables that run all over the place called mandragores or something like that. And you can mix them up with potions and make various power-up potions and things to use in battle and stuff like that. Like, you know, and dude, it's also similar to Golden Axe. Because, you know, you threw potions and they, like,
fire... And they turn into magic?
Yeah, like, a fire wave would, you know, go on the enemy or, like, an ice thing. It's like that. Like, you throw potions in battle that you mix up. You find these mandragores, and they're like little, say, there's one called like a carrot, a carrotaur or something like that, and it's like a, they're living. It's like a living carrot. It runs away from you. You hit it out of the ground, this carrot takes off in a direction, you have to hit it, and then you can pick it up after you hit it. And it attacks you, the carrot. And so does this fucking pepper. It's called like a habanero something. This habanero attacks you. You can make like fire potions with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then there's like a, there's a one.
So like after you defeat it, you can like harvest it?
Yeah. Yeah. And they make little noises when you run over them. And the, and also you collect coins and you can, you cook stuff too. You find recipes and then you ring this bell and the chef shows up and you, it's a really weird game. This Puka chef, you give him ingredients and he cooks something up and increases your level. You level up from eating.
Well, kind of like in Monster Hunter.
Yeah, from eating.
Well, you don't level up from eating in Monster Hunter. You get buffs.
Yeah,
but
and you concoct your own recipes that you can take with you or whatever, and then you can eat them, and your max health, your max hit points increase, and your level a certain amount. And you also level up from enemies. You get these, and you plant seeds, and then you grow the seeds with these purple things you get from enemies. And you press two buttons together, and these seeds, or these points stream out of you, and they make these seeds sprout into plants. And then you hit the plants, and you harvest these different vegetables and fruits, and then you use them in recipes. It's really weird, dude. I've never really played.
That sounds weird.
And it's all in, like, it's not in a menu. You're doing all of this, like, right in front of you.
In real time.
Yeah. So I've never really, like, I was like, I didn't love the game at first, but then I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool. But I finished the first, my only complaint is, I finished the first, the Valkyries campaign. I'm the, you can't choose which character, like, it's all linear, you know what I mean? After the Valkyrie story is done, story arc is done, you're the Puka Prince, dude.
Okay.
So I'm playing as him, and he has different, they all have different moves, obviously. It's a bit, like, you're right back to, like, the worlds you were in before. And, like, it's all, like, the bosses, dude, are insane. Like, how they're drawn and animated, and it all runs 60 frames per sec. And nice. It apparently chugged really hard on PS2. Because there's so much going on screen.
Yeah, PS4 is a much more powerful.
Yeah, it's way more powerful, yeah. So they can use it. But it just, man, it's so smooth to play, and it just, like, the combat's really fun. But it recycles the same areas and enemies for all five characters, I think. But like, it's got a good story though, and it's a fun game. So, but you can burn yourself out on Odin Sphere, I feel.
Yeah, I haven't even played it.
So. No, I feel like I kind of did.
I just wanted to add a side note in compiling these lists, because Kyle is a PS4 guy, and I'm a PC gamer. Although I'm not one of those snooty PC gamers. I don't think PC's
PC
better.
Master Race.
Yeah, I'm not a member of the PC Master Race. It just happens to be what I have. And
one of their main criticisms of us is that we pay for PlayStation Plus. To play online.
So what?
And they're like, we don't. But you pay for internet. You pay for your expensive
and
SPC.
And you pay for, like, subscription fees for certain games. And
which games on PC have, well...
Like World of Warcraft. Yeah. A lot of games.
I guess they probably... Like MMOs usually do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I still pay for my Xbox Live Gold.
Yeah.
Which is like $60 a year.
For sure.
But that's the only way I can get Netflix on it. Mm-hmm. So that I
don't mind paying. It's a stable, dependable service.
Yeah.
And
no, if you like it.
And PS Plus, you get a few free games every month.
Yeah, yeah.
This month they have Return of the Tentacle. Is that what it's called? Remastered?
Oh, Day of the Tentacle?
Day of the Tentacle.
That was a good game. They do that on Xbox Live too.
I watched a bit of footage of Day of the Tentacle.
Oh yeah, back in the day, there was there was Maniac Mansion. Mm-hmm. And those were really popular games. There was actually a TV show of Maniac Mansion. Had Joe Flaherty was in it, from SCTV.
Oh.
And those were like some of the first LucasArts games.
Oh, okay.
Back in like the late 80s, early 90s.
So before, would that be before Full Throttle? And The Dig?
The Dig, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
All right, can we move on now? Or are you going to bite my fucking head off again?
Fucking chump you, man.
All right, number four for me was Total War Warhammer, which is a game I started playing again.
I'd love to play that.
Over the holidays. It's awesome.
You should show me after the show. You should show me what that's like.
I started a new game, but I fucked it up so bad, I got to start again.
Yeah.
Because I just got to the point where...
That's one I wish
it's, I could play. The reason I don't play it more is pretty intimidating game.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, all the Total War games, I think, are pretty intimidating.
They're just so...
Like, there's so much to them, and, like, I am not... Like, I watch people on YouTube play them, and they're just, like, doing really well. Yep. I did do pretty well with the Dwarf campaign on Warhammer, but the battles are amazing. Like, sometimes there's a bit of slowdown because there's so many units on the screen fighting.
That's just shitty video card,
My
bro.
Shitty Tosimo.
Upgrade!
Maybe this year I will upgrade. I might get a new processor and a new video card.
Right now.
No, it's not. My video card's not that old. I got a GTX 970. It does the job. Okay. I can play most games in high graphic settings. Detail. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when that starts chugging, then I'll be bringing it in to get some new parts put in. But that's what PC
and that
game
has
is
online
like.
Play, does it not?
Totally. Yeah, I haven't played it online yet. But I've just been doing...
Is that a good online game, generally? Like, was Shogun Total War... Did a lot of people play that?
I've looked at the lists, and there are a lot of people playing, but they usually password protect their game. Like, you can't just jump in a game.
Does XCOM 2 have good multiplayer?
I haven't played multiplayer on XCOM 2. I could never get into a game. But we'll get to that, because that's on both our lists. Spoilers! My Total War Warhammer, if you're into the Total War games, it's the first one that's not based on, like, actual historical... wars, it's more like it's in the Warhammer universe. Like
that
the
was
school.
Historical, man. Warhammer.
Some people think it's
very
real.
Historical.
I know some people that like Warhammer way too much, and they know all the fucking lore.
Well, there's a lot of books.
Yeah,
there's a lot of That's a lot of history.
Well, it started off as like a tabletop game.
Yeah, and branched out from there.
And there's people that spend like thousands of dollars
on miniatures.
All right, what's your number four?
Let me take a look here. Firewatch, it's cool. Yeah, no, Firewatch was a really fun adventure type game, I would call it. I think it came out early 2016.
Yeah, I remember it coming out, but I never played it.
It has a great art style. It's almost like a painting. It's not, I wouldn't call it cel shaded though. It's just like the colors they use, and I'm pretty sure it takes place at Yellowstone National Park. It's in a national park for sure, full of forest and canyons and stuff like that. And you're a guy who goes there for the summer to work, who has all this shit going on in his personal life. I think his wife gets dementia at like age 30 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like something heavy like that. And that's all told to you in text, like all this heavy stuff. And you can choose... how you deal with all of that, but it's all like very morose kind of. And then you go and there's a woman across from you. You never see her. You never, no, this is a spoiler. Sorry. You never see this girl's talking to you the whole time from her tower, which is across from you. And you're a fire. You're watching for fires. You're a ranger, I think. Park ranger.
Okay.
And you find drop points where you find like ropes and like notes from like previous rangers and stuff. There's nothing too sinister going on. Like there's nothing, you know what I mean? Like there's no demonic forces at work.
No, it seems like a game.
There's like,
it
deals
seems like
with
it's
death.
Grounded in reality.
It is. Though. Yeah. It deals with death though. I won't get into that part, but, even though I already spoiled a major thing earlier, but you're talking to this Bastard. Girl, and she's kind of flirting with you, and you're building a bond with her over a walkie-talkie over the course of the summer.
And it turns out she's not real. She's a voice in your head.
She is real, actually.
Oh, okay.
But
do you meet her, and she's like a tentacle monster?
No, you don't meet her.
You don't meet her at any point in the game?
No, you don't. At the end, she takes off in a helicopter and like says sorry.
And do you die at the end?
Oh, nope.
I probably...
No, you don't. No, there's nothing like that.
I hate video games.
The whole place is on fire, though. Like, a huge fire starts, and, like, you need to be airlifted, and she basically doesn't wait for you. But you get airlifted, too, but she goes before you. She's like, sorry, I just...
Oh, okay.
And she has problems in her personal life. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You're talking to her, and it's very, like, how it's very well done. And you climb around, and you check your compass. That's all you have for direction. There's no map. It's all, like, on your wrist.
Okay.
Yeah, your compass. You're looking at that. You're going down rope ladders. There's a mysterious man with a flashlight you keep seeing around. You don't know who he is till a lot later on. And they intertwine. You know how they throw you off in different TV series and stuff? Like, they throw in, like, it might be paranormal, what's going on. And they make you think something totally different, and that might not be the case. And, like, it's really cool. You find this, like, research station that might be tied into this other thing, and there's, like, this atmosphere of, like, kind of unease, and, like, it's really weird.
Oh, I might have to check that out.
Yeah, these, like, two girls go missing. You don't really know what happened to them till later. You don't know if it's, like, a sinister thing. It takes about 10 hours to beat. Yeah, it's a, like, it's an indie game.
On a side note, I really hate video games where the protagonist dies at the end as part of the story, like Fallout 3.
Well, I heard something bad about a recently released game, that is that. And somebody spoiled it on the internet. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay, well,
I think we both are going to play that game.
Well, we'll go on. Where are we at? Number three. My number three is XCOM 2.
Ooh.
And we may as well spoil it.
That's a good one.
That's
My second.
That's on your list, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can both talk about XCOM 2.
Yes.
What can you say? It's awesome.
Amazing strategy.
I have loved XCOM ever since the first one.
And he went, "What's with the turn base, though?" And I said,
"It's relaxing.
How it is."
Yeah. Sometimes you get tired of, like, furiously.
He was like, "Maybe it's because he's ADHD, but the fact that as soon as I told him it was a turn-based strategy game, that seemed like it just."
I like turn-based strategy. I always have. Going back to the original XCOM.
They don't make those much anymore.
Not that much, but there are some good ones. There's XCOM. There's, what else is a good turn? What's that one? The Banner Saga is supposed to be quite good.
Yeah. Is that turn-based?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking
it's like XCOM with Vikings.
Yeah.
It's
big, eh? And that's an indie game.
I like a good turn-based game on a cold day, and it's just like a game of chess, you know?
It is, yes. You just... Like, we talked about it last week, Valkyria Chronicles.
That's another one too,
That was fun to just fire up and, you know, I wasn't overly
It's slower paced, you gotta think your moves over, it's different
it's always interesting to see what the enemy does.
Yeah.
I love seeing what the AI decides to do in response to your, you know, moves and what you think you should do.
Sometimes
obviously
you get
the most important thing in XCOM is, what's that move where your troops will fire at anybody who...
Overwatch?
Yeah, it's called Overwatch.
Yeah.
That's like the most valuable skill.
Oh, yeah.
You need to use that
a especially lot. When you get your sniper and he's got that cone of death.
Yes.
And anything that moves, you'll just fire at. It's awesome.
Yeah, there's great perks. And I just read Long War 2 is coming
out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Long War mod on the first, on the original XCOM remake that came out in, 2012.
I'm being distracted. I need to sit down and play some more of that game. I love it.
There's so many mods on XCOM 2 that just make the game that much cooler.
Yeah.
And you can go download, like, character pools. They got, like, Marvel Comics characters. They got, like, movie characters. I downloaded a bunch of them from, I can't remember the website. But you can get them all through Steam Workshop. And I think they're bringing mods to the console versions, too.
Yeah.
Because you get it on PS4, right?
I do. It's good on PS4. It runs really smooth. Plays really well.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm not going to talk too much about it. It's just a great game. I've enjoyed it. I will fire it up again.
And
once
it's got
the
a horror aspect to it. That's really cool. Like an X-Files kind of thing going on. Like 90s Alien Dread and... You know, Area 51. Remember that game, Area 51? The on-rail shooter.
The shooter game with the guns?
Yeah. You know, that whole aliens and paranormal trend that was going on then. That at the time when the first XCOM came out.
XCOM came out in, like, 92, I think?
Yeah, but that's when that was, like, you know, going strong. Like
yeah. I've been an XCOM fan. Like,
aliens
not every
the
game
thing right now, you know what I mean? Like... Aliens aren't. We're not seeing news about aliens all the time.
And that's because they're among us.
Well, I guess there's movies, a lot of movies about aliens, but just
there's that new movie
X-Files thing. Like X-Files was a cultural phenomenon. That's what I.
Oh sure, I never watched the X-Files though.
No,
I watched a couple episodes and I saw the movie, the first movie.
Yeah,
but I wasn't like, not that it was a bad show. I just never really got into it. Scared people
because they assumed that some of it was based on truth or something.
And some of it probably is. I think personally, I think there's this is not the only planet that has people on it. You know.
No.
Like, how dare you
say that? Insult our Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe Jesus is an alien.
Fuck, I've thought about it.
Yeah. Christians will have my head for saying that.
Don't be saying that. Oh, I had one come at me for saying that one time in high school. This girl just lost it on me for just mentioning that as a joke.
I have a friend who loves to trigger Christians. It's like a hobby of his.
Oh, is he a troll?
He's kind of a troll, yeah. But he's funny.
Well, they're easy to trigger, so yeah. Good targets to go after.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so what is your number two?
Well, let's go to your number three.
Let's match these up.
Well, XCOM 2 was my number three.
Yes.
So your number three was?
My number three was The Witcher downloadable content, Blood and Vine.
Blood and Vine?
For the PS4. It was an excellent downloadable experience. I really liked it. Visiting Toussaint, I saw very nice vineyards and castles, and I met the Duchy of Toussaint, but really, no, actually, that is an amazing downloadable content. Hearts of Stone was amazing. This one obviously introduces a whole new province or region for The Witcher. Toussaint is amazing. It's kind of like the south of France and Italy. And it's covered in vineyards, obviously, and agriculture. And they have the knights errant, who are very pompous and chivalrous. And there's the story ties into that chivalry. They include vampires in the story. Some people from the original Witcher game show up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like the old from the novels, too. They always do that.
Have you read the novels?
No, I'm going to, though, this year.
I've seen them on sale in Chapters.
Or the comics. Either
There's
one.
There's comics?
I don't care, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have only played the Witcher vanilla game. I haven't played any of the DLC, but I played 2 and 3. I never played the first one.
Well, you haven't been to... Have you been to Skellige in Witcher? Yeah, you have. So it's the DLC is as big as Skellige. It's got as much to do. Toussaint does.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
Well, I will have to invest in those when they are on sale or something. It's
amazing. Yeah.
I got mine off GOG.
It also introduces a new Gwent deck, which is Skellige.
Oh, you and your Gwent.
I love Gwent, honey. But listen, honey.
All of a sudden, Kyle's turned into Harvey Fierstein. I have to call my mother.
But, it introduces... It's really funny. There's a quest in the downloadable content. So they introduce the new deck, Skellige, and there's opposition from, like, the fundamentalist Gwent players to not have the new deck. And they're protesting, and there's, like, a brawl and all the shit at this tournament.
You kick all their asses?
You kick all their gnomish asses. Yes. Stomp them. You stomp them, buddy. And then you have a tournament, obviously.
When is that standalone Gwent game coming out?
I hope so.
Is that in development hell?
All these bastards playing the closed beta, I envy you so much. You know, they're acting like... Well, the way the Gwent Facebook page talks about Gwent, it's like it's almost already out. And it's like... When do we get to play it, you fucks?
Some of these games, I did play one closed beta over the Christmas holidays, but I think I talked about that last episode, and that was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. And Skellige is in Gwent, the standalone one.
Oh, okay.
Like the one they introduced in Blood and Wine. Yeah.
Okay.
And they took out Nilfgaard, and they just made it like combined Northern Realms, I think. You don't play Gwent anyway. You don't know.
I stay away from Gwent in the game. There was one.
I think you have to play it.
There was one quest where you were supposed to play Gwent against some guys to like free somebody who was being held captive or something.
It's a mixture of like bluffing, and It's simple to learn and hard to master.
Do you think it's going to be like Hearthstone?
Oh, yeah.
The Gwent game?
Dude, Gwent's going to be huge.
Is it going to be on like mobile devices, like tablets?
No, I don't think so.
No? On like consoles
and PC? PS4, and yeah. Oh, I'm going to be playing Gwent so much. Like when it comes out, I'm going to be playing that online so much. Because I think I'm good, right? I think I'm good at Gwent.
But you
never
play against other people online,
yeah,
right?
I'll see how good I really am. Yeah. I might be really shitty. Like, I can beat anybody in The Witcher 3, or, like, all the tournaments, I've beat all of them, like, and there's some pretty good, like, AI, like, they pull some good shit, but, no, I know how to, I think I'm good, but we'll see, I want to see how actually, and also, they introduced a lot of new rules and things, it's not quite the same game. It's based on the, like, you have your siege unit, you have your close combat unit, and your archers.
And all the games had Gwent, right?
I don't know if they did.
I think Witcher 2
did. No, I don't think so. They sat down, two guys in developing The Witcher 3 sat down and just sketched it on a piece of paper over a beer or something and put it in the game.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So and a lot
it's
of
a
those,
lot funner
lot
than the horse
games.
Races, right? That there's like only two diversions, really, and there's so much to do that's amazing in The Witcher, but there's two like minor diversions. And it's
I did the horse races.
Which are not great. If you want to be a completionist, that's why you do
But that. I did them because you got something. I can't even remember what you got.
You get a saddle and shit.
Yeah, that's right. You got
the
saddle.
Saddle.
That's why I did them.
Stamina and all
that. Yeah, yeah.
But you get horse armor and Toussaint that, like, the locals have and stuff, which is, like, all regal and, yeah. But, anyway, no, it was amazing. I loved playing it. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Right now I'm doing a replay. I'm not even at Hearts of Stone yet. You're like level 30 is where you start Hearts of Stone.
Oh, okay.
Like you couldn't play it if you were below level 30. So it's best to play after you finish the main campaign. And then Hearts of Stone. And yeah, you should do Hearts of Stone first, then Blood and Wine, pretty much. So when you get there, keep that in mind, dude.
Once I get them.
And the last game we're going to talk about, because we're almost out of time, we'll talk about Battlefield 1.
Well,
we got
Overwatch
on there too.
We'll finish our list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we can go over
spoilers.
I'm trying to keep this under an hour. Kieran doesn't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. I'm crazy. I don't mind if we go over it by an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Number two for me was Battlefield 1.
Yes.
And,
that was my number one.
That was your number one.
Yeah.
Spoilers. What can you say? Battlefield 1, amazing game.
Yes.
Awesome graphics. Awesome. The sound still blows
sound
me away.
Is so awesome.
Yeah.
The people on fire.
Yeah, yeah. When you blow up a tank and the guys are on fire inside the tank and they're all screaming and...
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's horrible in real life, but it's music to my ears in a video game. It's the best Battlefield game in years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I've been a Battlefield fan since 1942. Like, not the actual year, but when Battlefield... The only one I didn't play was, like, the futuristic one they made. It was, like, Battlefield 2142
what
or something like that.
Battlefield Hardline?
That game I didn't like either. That was, like, cops and robbers. Like, you were robbing a bank.
Okay.
The robbers were robbing a bank.
And is that recent?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, I didn't read great things about that one.
Yeah, I played the demo.
People still play 4, though.
Oh, 4's good.
Probably still play 3.
4 was, I had 3 on the PS3.
Did you see you can rent a server in Battlefield 1?
Yeah,
all
Battlefield games you can.
So you pay to rent it? And what does that give you, though? It's private?
Yeah, you just have, like, your own private server to, you know, you'd have probably
So people who run, I don't know if they have cyber cafes anymore, but they would do that?
They have them in Nigeria.
People who LAN?
I think Angry Joe has a server,
Nigeria.
Like,
they
people like
do.
That.
Probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Craig's upstairs telling officer, a telemarketer.
It's always good to hear people telling off telemarketers.
Yeah. You know what? My first job ever was as a telemarketer, so I can't be too harsh with them.
Oh, God.
When I was 15, I got a job as
a
telemarketer.
Like, I try not to, I tried my hardest not to get that job because it was always available, right?
Yeah,
We're looking for people.
Yeah, yeah. Because people don't
Nobody
last very
do
long.
That.
Way to go. You tell them off, Craig.
What were they selling this time? Huh?
bank cards. Oh, you don't want those people.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Battlefield is the best multiplayer experience. And I haven't finished the single player yet, but it's...
I've finished awesome. All except for one. Yeah. The last quest that's like where you play as the girl in the desert is like the Lawrence, like Lawrence of Arabia's in it.
Oh, is that the last one?
That's, I believe, the last one.
How do you get Lawrence of Arabia's SMLE in the multiplayer? Is that just something you buy?
I think it was a pre-order bonus.
Okay.
And I didn't intend on buying the game. I
see a lot of people using... A lot of people... That's disgusting. A lot of people use the SMLE, but I don't see that, the Lawrence of Arabia, because of all the noobs. They didn't get the pre-order bonus, right?
I didn't get the pre-order
bonus. Because there's a million Christmas noobs right now, right?
Oh, the Christmas noobs.
So, and they had the DDoS attack, which made it so you couldn't go into any servers over the holidays. I forget what day that was.
I played quite a bit over the holidays. I never experienced that. I
think
it
might have been on
PS4. Maybe it was only on PS4.
But there was a DDoS attack that affected play on Battlefield, for sure.
Oh, that sucks.
And it said to my friends, the servers are all full, or some bullshit like that.
Oh, wow.
So... Yep.
All right, moving on. You're number two. We'll
talk about Battlefield 1 a lot in the next little while, I'm sure, because there'll be a lot of DLC coming.
Yeah, and I'll probably end up buying it.
There's a lot of patches. There's a lot to... Yeah, that game is just... It's a lot to it, so... Yep.
All right, what's your number two? We already talked about it.
Mine was XCOM 2.
XCOM 2.
Yes.
So, yeah, we don't need to elaborate too much. Get it. If you like that kind of game.
And kill some greys.
Yep.
And skinny men. No, thin men. Is that what they're called?
Thin men, yeah.
Yeah.
They're different, though, too. Oh, yeah, and they had those snake dudes. They're wrapped around you.
Snake dudes are weird. They can pull you in from...
And the most brutal things is, like, the kings and queens that come out in the DLC. Did you get the DLC?
No.
They brought in mechs. They brought in...
Well, you have mechs, don't you? In 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have some kind of mech thing.
It's been a while since I played.
Yeah.
I gotta reinstall that.
You uninstall? I thought you have a huge hard drive.
I do. I got 2 hard drives.
And you still uninstall shit. So your other shit will run faster? Is that
the
purpose of that?
I don't know.
You just do it because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I get it.
All right, we're up to number one.
Yeah, this is all you because I've not played it yet.
My number one, obviously, is Overwatch. If anyone's listened to this podcast, they've heard me prattling on about Overwatch to no end, so I'm not going to prattle on about it too much longer. I just think it was the funnest game of 2016. The thing that made it the most fun was the social element. Like, I've met some really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
The game itself is fun. It requires teamwork, because even Battlefield 1, there's no teamwork. Nobody talks.
There is.
Well, you play with friends. You play with friends.
But there is, you know what? There are good squads that you can join online.
And
there's guy giving orders, and there's a squad working.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I understand that, but Overwatch is, like, if there's no teamwork, you're dying. Like, you're losing.
Yeah.
It's really important.
It's more intertwined into the gameplay.
Yeah, there's a lot more strategy.
Well, is it rock, paper, scissors? Because that's what Battlefield 1 is, really.
It kind of is.
You can't do a lot against a vehicle. You can attach... Like, you're pretty much...
You throw a grenade.
You can throw a grenade that... Like, you can get the light anti-tank grenade with the medic? I can't remember. Or can you... I don't think you can throw
the... And you get the rifle grenades.
Yeah, but they don't...
They don't do much, though. No, you got to rely on, like, assault.
Yeah, you're and there other to do your job. It's very rock, paper, scissors, I think. And I've heard it's more like that than other Battlefield games.
Yeah.
Here we are talking about Battlefield.
And Overwatch is kind of like that, too, because certain characters...
rock, paper, scissors?
It depends. It depends on what character and who's playing it.
Yes. Yeah. And they just nerf that dude. Fatty.
Jungle. Oh, Roadhog.
Yeah, Roadhog.
But Symmetra's right now OP'd, and everyone's calling for a nerf on Symmetra.
Oh, man.
Because they gave her some new powers.
They just OP'd the bar in Battlefield 1. That's what everybody said.
I'm using the bar on support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They beefed that one way the fuck up.
And we may as well go to your number one. Your number one was?
Battlefield 1.
And which we also already talked about. We have similar tastes.
Yeah.
What can we say?
For sure.
So, yeah, Battlefield 1.
Yeah,
Kyle's game of the year. Mine is I love Battlefield 1. I love 1.
The current maps. The new one, Giant Shadow. I've only played it twice. Thought it was pretty good.
I like Giant Shadow. Great.
That one, like the place in the down Zeppelin, is kind of weird though to defend it. It's just wide open.
Yeah,
it's pretty hard.
I haven't really figured it out yet.
Literally, you can rack up some kills though in there.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. If you're smart and you find the right place and you have the right team and all that, but just like, yeah, no. I watch a lot of highlights too of Battlefield 1 because they're so funny. A lot of them, like a horse just getting destroyed by a motorcycle.
I got destroyed on a horse earlier today.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I was going after the guy. I was all gonna sword him. Yeah. I was going to chop him up with my cutlass, and he threw dynamite at me, and kaboom. Uh-huh. And I even said, I put in the chat, nice kill there.
Yo, yeah. Yeah, you can... the horse can really do damage to vehicles, too, with those light tank grenades. Like, destroying a vehicle with the horse is amazing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've been on both sides. Actually, no, I've never done it.
There's a time to get off the horse, though. You got to be smart.
Yeah, I'm not that smart with the that's my least favorite thing to do in the game.
It's too bad you can't customize the cavalry class, though.
Yeah.
You can't, right?
Like
he said you can.
Maybe you can.
You can't. There's no option to.
You can customize the airplanes and the tanks.
Yeah, the pilot, all of those, yeah, you can. But no, there's nothing to... You can only use what you have for the loadout. So, yeah, I'll never... Yeah, I can't use Scout. I decided that.
I like Scout once in a while.
I'm bad, man.
But I usually stick to Medic and Support.
I do Medic and Assault.
Sometimes Assault. Depending on, like, if it's Argon Forest.
I really like playing Medic. I really like the Sweeper. It's amazing.
All right, well, I guess with that, we'll wrap it up. We went 1 hour and 10 minutes. I think this is our longest episode ever. I don't know, some of those 3-hour podcasts get a little bit...
That's way too long, man. Yeah. These guys must be smoking fucking meth or something.
They're smoking... Fun Dips. Remember those Fun Dips you'd buy at
Ephedrine from the supplement shop. Some shit. I couldn't talk for 3 hours about video games.
No. Well, we'll be back next week, I guess.
Yeah. It'll be further into 2017.
So let's wish everybody a happy 17, and we will sign off for now.
Yes, we will.
I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And thanks for listening to Grinding for Days.
That's right.
See you guys next time.
See ya.